Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
You know, I said it before and I'll say it again. Yes, you have the ability to speak. You have the ability to express yourself. But if you can't handle people saying negative things about how you express yourself or saying things that make fun of you in some sort of way, then you really shouldn't be over there trying to make it seem like it's all about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't handle the criticism, you can't get involved in the dance. So I wish people would really take the time to know that stuff. Because, much like anything else, not much has changed. I mean, you'll sit around here, you'll see like all this anti-bullying and all that kind of stuff, but it hasn't changed because those that were bullied are now bullying people who pretty much had nothing to do with them, and then some. One way or another, history does repeat itself, and it's always in a very stupid way. But, let's start this whole thing right, because for the ninth time in a row, welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the J-Man Show, Season 9, ladies and gentlemen. And it's still episode 355. I'm your host, J-Man, of course. And yes, 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 we are here. This is working out really, really good, y'all. Oh, my God. Would you believe I think we're like, what, five episodes from episode 360? What are we going to do on that, you know? And not to mention, new season, same attitude. And then, of course, you know, we are just going to be riding our way through the future, guys. I am very excited and happy to be here. And it's awesome, of course. And I'm glad that a lot of you have been listening and staying with me on this adventure. It is just very, very cool to me. You know what I mean? I'm grateful. However, you know, I have to get into it. Butts will be hurt because we got some things to talk about, like how history is just repeating itself. And you notice something, like when I said in the cold open, right? Why is it that everybody thinks they can be a smartass until somebody claps them back and then all of a sudden they start playing the victimhood game? Why is it like that? You know what I'm saying? It's just like anything else. Everybody thinks that they can snark at people and all that kind of stuff. But when somebody lets them know on the real about like how in the end, maybe your attitude is the reason why that people can't stand your funky ass. You know, they can't handle it. I mean, that's just the truth of coming out, you know. I think I was talking to my friend AG, who hosts the Front Row Negative show, about that. I said, why is the truth so mean? Because we were having a talk about, like, what's going on regarding social media and all that jazz. And, you know, it's just fun to think about sometimes. But, you know, it's pretty much ironic. Like, if anything, these years that are coming, regardless of who you voted for and all that stuff, I think it's going to be a lot about irony. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to be coming into play with so much stuff that, you know, it's because of our own way of doing things. You see what I'm saying? I always sit there and think this, you know, we the people could be doing better for ourselves, but we're so afraid of doing better for ourselves and setting our own ways. And sometimes it's like failure is the only option, you know. And I say that about a lot of things, because people, have you all seen the, I shouldn't even call it a fight, but there were some great bouts on there. But the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson exhibition. It's on Netflix if you haven't seen it, but basically you probably have seen it in a way because everybody was talking about it. And I don't know why people were sitting there upset about it, because it wasn't a real fight. I mean, even on this program, I told you, I called that shit a long time ago. It wasn't going to end in nobody getting knocked out. It was going to go like how a Mayweather fight was going to go. This was just money making money. Do you see what I'm saying? And what's really, really funny about the stuff is that people are upset about it. The only reason you should get upset about it is that if you thought it was going to be something, which is pretty damn stupid, or if you bet it money and you lost, like you bet it for like Tyson to knock out Paul. If you did that, yeah, I can understand being mad. But here's my thing. Regardless how it turned out, Jake Paul made money. Mike Tyson made money. Mike made $20 or $21 million for that. The fight that nobody could really Netflix, because Netflix wasn't anticipating everybody to come see it. So it was all buffing in and out and everything. Like when I was doing Jams 102, I barely made it past either Rosie Perez talking or or Jerry Jones's God, he's old as fuck. You know, his face. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, this is going to suck. Maybe I need to go to a small screen. Working on jams. And I was busy working on jams and everything. So, you know, it's just one of those things where I had to watch highlights and reruns for. But I got to admit, a lot of the fights leading to the bout was all right. And then, like, you know, the two girls just really went at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you say that women are not good fighters, I mean, you have not been paying attention, to put it that way, because they can really go if they know what they're doing and stuff like that, and all that, oof, just looking at all that carnage in the ring, that's pretty cool. For an exhibition show, yes, but you see, like, when you get to the main event, what the fuck were you expecting? This is Mike Tyson at 58, past his prime. You know what I mean? He's not even competing in WBC anymore and all. Like, I don't know why people even were bothering getting mad. It was a joke fight, if anything. I mean, hell, you probably would have saw a lot of credibility when you wanted Elon Musk and Zuckerberg to battle at the Coliseum. Remember that shit? Like, everybody was all like, yeah, the founder of Meta versus the thief of Tesla. You know, things like that. Yeah, I'll break to you later about Elon Musk's businesses, but anyway, moving on. The whole point is that you probably would have had a lot more credibility out of that, but then you look into, like, the Tyson fight, because, of course, you consider Mike Tyson, you know, he's a legend, and he always will be, especially for those of us who've been playing Fight Night, you know, or Knockout Kings, if you will. Like, he'll always be one of the legends of the game. And then, of course, you got Jake Paul, who pretty much is an amateur boxer, and, you know, I gotta admit, the guy can put on some muscle and actually duke it out. That wasn't bad to see. But at the same time, I wasn't expecting much. And then, like, when I saw what I saw, you know, they were gonna go those 8 rounds and everything, and not to mention, like, Mike looked great! But you see, there are people that are saying, Mike just stood there, he didn't move fast, he didn't... He's 58! He don't have the speed like he used to. He still got that strength, though. You know what I'm saying? But he does not have that speed and that endurance like he used to. Man was training up and everything. Like, does anybody remember the other match that he did? Where he went 8 rounds with another former heavyweight? Like, what were you expecting? There wasn't going to be, like, no knockouts and stuff like that. What we're here to see is, like, proudness. Seeing, like, what could be, like, a final fight taking place. And that was what was cool about it. But you see, like, at the end of the day, when you actually see it, it's like, it could be a little underwhelming. And indeed, a lot of y'all were excited about it. A lot of y'all were this and that about it. I was just like, yeah, nah. I knew what it was going to be, y'all. I was like, yep, it's probably going to go to a draw, and everybody's going to be upset, and everybody that made money is going to make money. Like, when you saw, like, the brands on each turnbuckle rope, those are the ones that are making money, with Netflix at the top. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, like, if you invest and you go into business like that, like, and your name is one of them on those advertising items, you'd probably be making some crazy money, too. But that's what that was. That was Moneyball. I just don't know how to explain it to you without saying, like, you're a fucking moron if you think that it was real or not. Jeez. You know? And then, like, moving forward into other things, that also goes to those that are out there having buyer's remorse about Trump being the president now. Did you notice that? Like, everybody's sitting right there saying this. They're like, I want my voice to be heard. I was uncommitted. I was undecided. And now all of a sudden, you know, this decision was made without me. And I feel as though, like, we all, like, you know, it's not helping me. And the idea, it's all falling apart. Yeah, and that's when you look at him and say, yeah, maybe you should have committed and maybe you should have voted. And I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but if one party's whole thing doesn't look good for you, and one does, but at the same time, like, you're not very sure about it, you need to really dive in and then make a decision, okay? If you voted for Trump, whatever Trump's going to do, it's not just your fault, mind you, but yeah. All that stuff that comes into play, you brought it in. I mean, let's just be honest. It's just like, if anybody that, all that stuff with Harris and everything, sounded like a good idea, but it'll never come into play because guess what? She didn't win. So it's just like, when you look at people on that whole angle, it's like, you got to meet them halfway. I love it when people love to be non-involved until it's time for them to say something, and now all of a sudden they don't realize that they're involved, so they try to play neutral or NPC the whole fucking time. And it's like, you know what? Here's the thing. You're not helping when you do stuff like that. You know? Like, we all have our reasons for why we say things. And we all have our reasons for why we speak up. See, I will never not vote. I will always vote. Because you know one thing? I'm not afraid to go into a booth to actually go ahead and put in my selections. It's just like when you post in a poll. That's all what voting is, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, there are people out there who will bully people into doing things. It's kind of like, you know, church and state are really not that different from each other if you think about it. There are people that'll bully. There are people that'll make fun of other people. There are people that'll do whatever they can to make things unfun for people, which at the same time is pretty damn stupid, because if you're a church, you're supposed to be a welcoming for people to get saved or to get closer to God. That's what you do as a church. And then in addition to, like, whoever you bring in, the tithings is supposed to keep the building together, among other things, you know? Of course, there's a lot of, you know, corruption involving that too. But what I'm saying is that, like, you are supposed to be inviting to the people like me and anybody else around on this planet to go get closer to the one who allegedly created this world. Do you see what I'm saying? Whomever it may be. But when you go ahead and you take a stance and you judge me and stuff like that, well, then why the hell would I want to go there? You see what I'm saying? It's little things like that. People don't think like that because, once again, titles and arrogance and all this other stuff. You think all that arrogance is going to get you closer to God than me? You must be out of your damn mind. You know? Much in the same way, like, all the arrogance regarding the stuff over at the Trump camp or at the then-Harris camp and all that stuff. It's like, once again, who was running around campaigning? Like, who were you talking to and all this kind of stuff? But you don't judge people, you know, without merit, is what I'm really saying. And it's just like, let people make their decision, but you gotta be willing to make a decision, though. Some of y'all be lizard-braining through life. Like, you don't make decisions for yourself. You have your friends do it. You have your enablers do it. You have, like, all these other things, which is not a sign of leadership, mind you. You want to know what real leadership is? Real leadership is what helps your followers do what they can. Real leadership is what helping your team achieve something. And to be that award-winning team, if can be. But don't let the award take shape of what you've been doing. If you've been doing good work and you've been helming and doing the right things, you got something there. But here's the thing about being a leader. Being a leader isn't always being liked. Being a leader is making the right decisions for everyone as a whole. And it might not be the most popular one. But I wish people would understand the difference between, you know, sworn duty and popularity. I really wish people would understand that shit, because it's two very different things. Like, when I'm leading my teams, whoever they are, or whatever the project it is, and if I know that the end goal is right there, and yeah, I'm open to suggestions, but I have a concrete plan on where we're going, and we are not at, like, point A the whole damn time. We're not stuck in neutral. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on this, and maybe I'll take bits of your idea to help the whole plan come to fruition. That is the whole point of leadership right there. But you can argue with me all you want to, but I make the final decision about this stuff, and some people can't handle it. I remember we had a guy on the Cyclone who could not handle the final decisions being made, and I said this. I said, well, you know what? Here's the thing. If we went through your plan, people would be so alienated and not even wanting to listen to the damn show anymore, so we're not going through with that. You see what I'm saying? So it's like little things like where you have to be able to speak up for yourself, but you know that you're leading your team in the right direction, and you have to go above and beyond shyness and introvertedness and all that other stuff that people say. When you are a leader, you are a leader. And the thing is, you're going to be taking a lot of criticism. You're going to be taking a lot of stuff from people out here that have made up some BS out of nowhere and try to make that about you, but they don't know a damn thing about you, and they never will. You know, it's unfortunate. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, that's the price of being a leader. And if you're a smart-ass leader, you know, make sure you know how to take criticism. Because if you cannot, and they see that shit, it's going to end up just the same way when, you know, Joe Biden had to leave the race and stuff like that. I have never thought I would see so much shit. And all the, you saw all that influence from all those celebrities coming up saying, I think he should leave the race. Oh, I think he should leave the race. Which, by the way, shout out to Marco from Soda for telling me about, like, how George Clooney had that much influence over there. But you see, the thing about George Clooney is George Clooney's so smug, he doesn't know any damn better at that point. Because it's like this. He should know that his influence should be talked in private, not public. Shut the fuck up at that point. You know what I'm saying? Things have their place. And what should have happened was, is guess what? Should have taken, you know, Joe Biden and all the rest of everybody in the Democrat Party, should have breaked away from the public eye for a little bit and talked this whole thing out differently. Now, there is some news that'll leak out, and, you know, that just happens. Because, like, you know, when you're in the public eye, you're in the public eye. YouTubers, big YouTubers to this point, have a hard time understanding that shit. I don't get it. You know? Like, I'm still over there with my YouTube channel around, like, what, about 200 or whatever. But I don't care, because I don't use YouTube that much like I used to. Or if I ever did. Now, I always grew outside of YouTube, so, you know. But, you know, I always have it. The thing about it is, though, it's like, say, like, if I got up there around, like, 350K or, like, a million subscribers and all that stuff, when the shit mattered, it doesn't really matter now. View counts matter now. You know what I'm saying? But say, like, if I got there and if I couldn't take criticism, am I even in the right game? You see what I'm saying? There's little things to remember, but people in general can't take it. They can dish it, but they can't take it. You know? And if you felt like, you know, and if you really felt like Trump was the wrong candidate, why the fuck didn't you vote? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have a criminal record of any kind, if you don't have a felony, you know, you can actually go and vote. You could have voted, you could have wrote in, you could have done so many different things. But either A, they're stopping you in these other states, or, you know, you just didn't want to go. And if you just didn't want to go, your deadline was November 5th. Now you're here on, like, November 20th, and you want to talk about you want your voices to be heard. Isn't that the most stupidest shit you've ever seen in your life? You know, that's just as stupid as thinking I'm a Democrat or thinking I'm a Republican. I'm neither. I've been saying that stuff for years. Like, people nowadays are still trying to figure me out on that whole thing. And you know what? Keep it up, because I ain't even going to bother telling you. I'm tired of explaining myself. You got to get to that point where you don't have to explain yourself. And then you do explain yourself, and then people are going around having circular arguments to you. Or even better, the weighted, loaded argument where nobody is right and nobody's wrong. It's just making you look bad. You know what I'm saying? You've seen people that do this crap. You've seen people that do this stuff all the time. And at the end of the day, it's like, why in the hell are we even having this conversation when at the same time we all know that this is not a conversation for anything? You see what I'm saying? Like, me and my father actually had a talk about, like, the whole thing of Trump being reelected. And it's like, you know what? The way this country is sometimes, y'all motherfuckers deserve it. I mean, this is hilarious in the most ironic way possible, because it's like this. You know he not for you. You know there's going to be dysfunction. You know the people in those cabinets are going to be ill-qualified for the job. And, well, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, history repeats itself, and that was the one other candidate, but you mistrusted Harris, and you mistrusted a lot of other things, or you were upset about gas, or any of this other stuff, or inflation, or not realizing that America has been in a global market for years, but hey, whatever, right? See, the list goes on and on. And then you act like none of these world leaders hang out with each other, too. But we'll dive into that crap at some other point. But for this first new season episode opener here, that is enough for you to chew on right there. And it's all because of selfish shit. Instead of actually thinking about something bigger than you, because usually it is. You know, we're all part of something bigger, but it's going to go down into most minute, stupid shit you've ever seen. Which is, even with social media from time to time. Or like, you know, that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson exhibition. Which, by the way, it's funny because, did you know, like, all the feminists coming out and they were saying this? That Mike Tyson is a convicted rapist and he's going to win $21 million for the fight. They were trying to protest it with that. When at the same time, that happened in like 1992. And not to mention, Mike served his time. Which, by the way, those of you that are anti-bullying, anti-stigma, and all this kind of stuff, but when you bring up somebody's past about, like, what happened to them and the fact that they're out here free and stuff, did you know that you are pretty much creating a stigma again? Yeah. Here's the thing. When somebody is in jail, okay, it's bad enough they're even in jail. Chances are they might be innocent. You know what I'm saying? And when due process comes into play, you need to have all that evidence together to see whether this person is innocent or not. And then, like, when the court comes into play, you know, and the court finds certain things, you know, chances are they'll try to appeal it if the person is guilty or whatever. But you got to realize this, right? If there's really concrete evidence, and if there's really something that points to this person going either from innocent to guilty, or actually is not guilty to guilty, but when it goes from one section to the other section, that's when you know about it. But the problem is, when it comes to court hearings and when it comes to trials, some of that stuff is not 100% correct. It's usually about what's accurate or not. And some of those people that are in those jails, they're innocent. Some of them are probably wrong place, wrong time, or like a rape victim probably put like that person's face. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will displace somebody and stuff. It's wild, but there have been many, many times, and y'all see it on true crime podcasts and the like, where the system gets it wrong. You know? And that person loses quite a bit of time of their life in addition to government interference all over the place, and then they can't even get a job after they get out because the government will never admit it's wrong. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, when it comes to, like, Mike's circumstances here, yes, Mike did a lot of crazy shit at the time, you know, out of the ring. And that whole circumstance where he was after Miss America and he raped that poor girl and stuff, that happened. But you see, Mike also went to jail, served his time, got out after 6 years, and he had 4 years probation. And during that 4 years probation, he had a lot of soul searching. Did he get into more trouble later on? Yes, he did. But see, the thing about it is, that was after Cuss died, and even then he didn't. That was the only real family he had. You know, if you knew his story, you would know how tragic Mike Tyson's whole thing is. And you see, like, I'm not condoning the fact that he raped a woman, and then, like, other crime come into play. But there were also people trying to fuck with him, too. You know what I'm saying? Getting him all stirred up and all these other kind of things. The man later got married, he found religion, and then he also has children. He has kids. He's a family man and everything. The guy did a lot of growing up, you know, even though he went through criminal element. And even then, as I'm saying this stuff, what he did in the 90s should have no bearing on what the hell goes on in that exhibition match. So it's like this, feminist, shut the fuck up! You know what I mean? Long time ago, like, y'all, you know, like, I understand women's rights, I understand, like, the reproduction rights, I understand the abortion rights, but you gotta realize this. Some of the things that y'all been fighting for from quite some time, you know, had no merit because nobody is really going after you like that. There are more men not dating now because of all the bullshit. Have you noticed? Like, some of y'all be sitting there talking about you needs no man, you yelled at him, you caused a complex to him, you made fun of him over some crazy shit because they probably looked at your ugly ass and thought you was attractive. I mean, the list goes on and on, but the thing about it is, instead of just being, like, thankful and appreciative, you decided to be hateful and start to go ahead and trying to pick on people and being a bully, too, which at the same time, you know, how many times are they going to try to not hold female bullies accountable in the same day as male bullies, I'll never know. But you see, the whole point about it is this. For every toxic, tiresome man walking this planet, there is an equal and twice as bad woman walking around this planet too. And the sad part about it is that, like, nobody is holding anybody accountable, so the double standards are well in effect around this motherfucking country, or hell, even this whole planet. Let alone, like, you know, what goes on here. And it's really, really sad, too. Because nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about how toxic a woman can be. But they want to say, teach our boys to be better. How about teach everybody to be responsible? How about teach everybody to be better? How about, you know, at the end of the damn day, understand that, you know what, it's not always about a man raping a woman. Did you know that there are women that rape women? Have you not seen the Players Club before? I mean, and I'm not saying that because of the title of it. I'm saying that because of what happened in the actual movie. See, the girl became an exotic dancer, right? Because she wanted to go to college. So as she became an exotic dancer and all, she also dealt with another exotic dancer and her friend. And the thing about it is, they ended up taking the girl, getting her drunk on one of the party nights, and raped her. You know, some of y'all act like none of this stuff happens with different people in the genre, in the genre spectrum here, you know? Or, like, any of this other crazy, perverted shit that's floating around now in the day. And it's just, like, nobody wants to be accountable. Nobody wants to be responsible. Nobody wants to say, you know what? Maybe I'm going about this shit wrong. Maybe I shouldn't treat people like this. Or maybe at the end of the day, like, you know, maybe your pussy ain't all that. You ever think about it? You dry sourdough vag having motherfuckers? Shoot, in addition to some of you small balls deprived and over here obsessing over women motherfuckers too. I'm not leaving out the men in this shit. I'm just being honest. One way or another, our society is ridiculous because of all the crap that we have brought out here into this world and done this nonsense. The degradation is real, and it doesn't matter what social media site you go to, because guess what? There's some tiresome, deprived, lame-ass motherfuckers over there, too. You know what I mean? It's like leaving Reddit for Discord, and then you got Discord problems. And then all of a sudden, like, you're leaving Twitter / X for Blue Sky. And then, like, here's the thing. Because Blue Sky is attracting them people that have left Twitter, it's about to be the same thing as Twitter because of all the stupid motherfuckers over there. I mean, like, for real, like, it didn't take me long, but I saw some, and, you know, here's the thing, I didn't even bother engaging, because, see, on my Blue Sky, I'm getting a lot of people from the Jam Fam, in addition to other people from, like, you know, parts of the synthwave music and everything, and then I saw one of them say this, are we back? Is Synthwave alive again? And I was like, there we go. Dumbass number one right there. You see, because Synthwave is a music genre, right? Remember what I said about disco? Like, disco never died. Disco became EDM. Disco became, like, remixes for DJs and all that stuff. Disco became something new because it became more splinter than anything. Same thing with Latin music. Same thing with, rap music, technically. Like, rap still exists, believe it or not. Because the only reason why I say that is because some of this rap is, this mainstream rap just fucking sucks. But there are some people that actually can flow and have the gift. But what I'm saying is, though, music don't die until you stop making it. When you stop making it, that's when music ends. Like, this stuff that goes on nowadays is just really, really stupid. And because you have a narrative and because you have a viewpoint about things, it doesn't mean that it's the right narrative and the right viewpoint. It's the fact that, you know, you say that stuff and you believe that shit wholeheartedly, but there are people that are still making music that deals with synth. There are people that are still making music dealing with, you know, full orchestras and all. And then there are people who utilize FL Studio. Don't hide anymore, okay? Everybody knows. The whole point is that do what you like to do and enjoy what you like to do. And then at the same time, don't be over here talking about what movement ended, what movement began, and all that kind of shit. You could start fresh all the time you want to, but you just won't do it because, oh, what are my friends going to think? Here, let J-Man remind you about something. If I gave a frosty cold fuck as many times about what my friends think, I clearly wouldn't be doing the J-Man show. I'll just let you know that. And if your friends really have all that beholding to you and stuff like that, those are not your friends. Those are enablers. You won't do anything until they say, hey, yeah, well, let's go ahead and do that then. You know what I'm saying? It's really, really sad to see. Like, some of y'all are grown, but you still have the same middle school mentality. I'm not even going to say high school. It's middle school at best when it comes to that shit. And you all should know better. It's going to turn out being the same thing because history repeats. And then you wonder, like, how Twitter got so bad when at the same time, Blue Sky got bad because there's a lot of opinions and a lot of bullshit out here that ain't helping nobody. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's really, really sad that we got to this point. We could get better, mind you, but you are scared of better. Some of y'all are allergic about bettering yourselves. And then at the end of the damn day, like, it's not nearly as funny if I don't have any drama in my life. I know how some of y'all think. Pretty damn disgusting, too, but here's the thing. That's why Trump and them won. Well, one of the many reasons. But even then, why don't you do it like how I'm going to do the next 4 years? I'm going to keep thriving in spite of fucking Trump. I'm going to have some fun regardless. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, try that. You know, like, and then here's the thing. Not everybody's going to like you, and that's a beautiful thing. You get to select your squad like you've been able to since the beginning. You know? I mean, like, here's like, why we have that whole thing. Oh, somebody not popular enough. Somebody don't have enough draw for me. And I'm on there, and I'm seeing no real conversations going down either, because you know why? Because, if anything, people are about the follower count, too. People are like, I have all my followers. I had to get rid of my followers. Fuck you and fuck your followers. There you go. And that goes to all of y'all on this content creator sphere of things. I'm just being perfectly honest. Where we are as a people is because of bullshit like that. And as I say, you know, starting fresh means start fresh. Doesn't mean like, hey, let's go ahead and do the same old shit we done did before and then, you know, get ourselves canceled out and all those kind of things. I'm hoping that Blue Sky will be alright, but I don't see it. I don't. I see it becoming the same thing as Twitter is. And the truth is, the things where we the people can improve and, you know, like even as I was going to dive into that gaming community, I'm like, I'm hoping that we're all going to have some fun, but it'll never last because there's always going to be some corny, stupid shit happening with that, too. And speaking of gaming, though, I got to get ready for the Power Play to come back tomorrow. So that's going to be happening on Twitch at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We're going to play a few games. We're going to do some tests here so we can get ready for the new season of that. And we're going to have ourselves a great time. And that place will be twitch.tv/J360TV. And, of course, if there's any problems with that, we'll go to YouTube, which could be youtube.com/J360Productions. But that's the alternate channel, all right? So I'm letting you know where the meetup is going to be and all the fun we're going to have. So I'm letting you all know that stuff. But you're probably wondering, Jay, you already knocked us all down. Is this the part where you can tell us how we can improve? Yeah, this is the part where I tell you that. But first things first, if you're listening on Red Circle, this is where the ads come in.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what? I got to get the bag. Come on now. You know, that's why this show is going to be on Ko-fi and all that stuff. Because it's all about the growth here, ladies and gentlemen. But like I say, you know, how can we improve? Well, one, don't make everything political. Two, there might be some things you're fired up about, but it might not be the statement you think it is. Three, pick your battles. Four, you know, don't be an asshole. And five, people are going through different things than you're going through. So maybe we should go ahead and work on just understanding ourselves and then looking to see where they are, meet them halfway and say, you know what? Because of that, I don't see myself ever wanting to dive into this whole thing. Be honest about everything that you're going through, especially with yourself. That's what I'm saying. You know? Because here's the thing. There's nothing in the rule book that says that you have to be 100% friends with everybody. Some people are just people you just know. And then some people you can help out from time to time, but at the end of the day, if you know that you and this person are just different and you just can't be compatible in terms of great friends or whatever, you just got to let it go. I mean, it's the same way you look at it like relationships. Sometimes it's okay if a relationship doesn't work out. But once again, you got to at least try for the shit. But I can see that not improving worth anything anyway, because, you know, it's just not funny if we don't make fun of relationships, right? Or like say like somebody actually really likes somebody and actually goes ahead and tells them. And then instead of being like, well, you know, I don't feel for you that same way. Or say like, well, that's really, really cool. Like, let's set up a time and a date and, you know, make it work out or whatever. It goes into some derogatory, disproportionate retribution kind of shit that just comes out of nowhere. And it's not cool. You know? Like, if you look at, like, how many times people are bastards and just suck in general, that outweighs all the times people are actually good to one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, the truth is that, like, I don't agree with many people, but at the same time, I don't hold back what I can do. You know what I mean? Like I said, anybody can talk to me about anything if they want to, but at the end of the day, if I know that this is not right and doesn't make any sense, I'm gonna tell you about it. You know? But that's just my perspective. And I'm sure like a lot of y'all have y'all perspectives on things too. Who's texting me? I'll figure it out later. But all in all, though, I hope that you guys will look into the new year's coming as optimistic. I mean, sure, you're going to see that crazy shit from Trump. Hell, you're seeing some of it now. But don't let that be the deciding factor to make you just stop living. You know? Got plenty of time to show that we can be better than our government. We got plenty of time to show that we can be better than our peers. But, man, it's going to be one hell of a long race. And, once again, it's not something I haven't seen before. So, yeah. But all in all, though, just letting you guys know how things are going, and we still got plenty of time and plenty of chances our way. But you guys take care of yourselves. The J-Man Show is back for another season. It's going to be an upward climb from here, and you can listen to this show every Wednesday at 10 o'clock p.m. Unless I got something coming up, then it'll be a Thursday. But, like I said, it's good to be back. The new adventures continue. And also, keep listening to J360 Radio. Take care of yourselves. Until then, this is J-Man signing off. Peace.